WWIB. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. Good to have you aboard here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB for this Wednesday. It is the 27th of October. October Connect Month is quickly getting by us, isn't it, Jason Kantz?
It is. The best month of the year is nearly finished.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons it's the best month is because it's the October Connect Month.
Yeah. We wouldn't say if that's at the top of your list or not, but yeah.
No. I mean, the book release was certainly high on the list, but it's just a beautiful time of year. The leaves are falling. It's a good time. So
it's,
hopefully people can jump in and celebrate that.
We have enough things we differ on, like raisins, but I mean, it's maybe the second best month to June, though, you know? So.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I've heard other people who like June, so.
Yeah. All right, well, and preparing ourselves for colder weather, right? I mean, November, this is the time when some of the snowbirds, if you will, go, see ya, I'm off to Florida, Texas, Arizona, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, there's something I had seen online that I thought I could easily reference this morning. And in fact, I'm finding it a little bit more difficult to find. But let me put it this way. There's a quote that I play from Brennan Manning before six most mornings. And in fact, I'm sure people have heard it before. And it's kind of unique in terms of it captured me the first time I heard it. Let's play it now and then just comment. Here we go. Brennan.
Sure. Do you believe that the God of Jesus loves you beyond worthiness and unworthiness, beyond fidelity and infidelity, that he loves you in the morning sun and the evening rain, that he loves you when your intellect denies it, your emotions refuse it, your whole being rejects it? Do you believe that God loves without condition or reservation and loves you this moment as you are and not as you should be?
Now, I believe you like that quote.
Yeah, I was just sitting here with my eyes closed listening to it again. I've told you in the past that you should never stop playing that quote in the morning because it's just such an important reminder for us that God's love for us is unconditional. And Brennan Manning expresses that as well as anyone I know.
Yeah, and books like Ragamuffin Gospel, Abba's Child, but there's a number of others.
Yeah.
And so... But there's different parts to it that maybe people can get uncomfortable with. Now, Brennan was intentional there in a lot of folks will say, right, he loves you as you are, but they'll quickly rush in with, he loves you too much to leave you that way.
Yeah.
And I think as I heard him talk about it, I mean, it's just the idea that, to me, it is a very Romans 5:8, where God demonstrates his love that he actually loved us so much he died for us while we were still sinners. So there was no changing. Yeah. There was no transforming. And it's just, I guess, the quote that I'd seen a couple of yesterday and again even this morning from quoting Sinclair Ferguson was this idea, I won't get into the whole thing, but there's an uncomfortability there of God loving sinful people. That's the Mike Iaconelli messy spirituality. God's love, God's annoying love for imperfect people. We're uncomfortable with that. And so I don't know. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, you know, so I think that is one of the things that people struggled with Jesus. They struggled with that with Paul. And I think that is probably something that is going to continue to follow us through the history of the church, because in our fallen state, the idea that we could be loved beyond worthiness and unworthiness, I think is so foreign to how we think of our love relationships with others, because we make judgments, we stop short. But I think if we read the Bible carefully, God never does. God exists in perfect love and has for all eternity. And I think when we sell short the idea that God can love sinners, not once they clean themselves up, but even in the midst of their mess, we sell God short if we don't continue to believe that. And I struggle with the idea of, well, you know, you better be careful because, you know, if you mess up too much, God may withdraw his love for you. And I think of that and I think, man, you know, I know what a mess that I am and I know what a mess other people are. And my only hope, quite honestly, is the love of God through Christ.
Uh-huh.
And if I can't hope in that, I have nothing.
Yeah. And hence, that's why, the Nouwen book about life of the beloved and saying that everyone's the beloved, but then embracing your belovedness or even your letters to the beloved has that idea that everybody's made in God's image with a soul that's a breath of his mouth. Yes. Christ died. You can decide limited or unlimited atonement, I guess. But I mean, once for all, the just for the unjust to bring us to God. That's the good news of the gospel. So
right on.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, excuse me a second, Sonny.
Yes?
What is it I hear about these geezer dream sheets? Are these sheets for really old people?
No, so they're not geezer dream sheets. It's Giza. G-I-Z-A. It's like from the world's best cotton, and it's like really smooth and...
Oh, so they're not geezer dream sheets.
No, they're not. Never mind. 43 degrees, WWIB. Good morning to Susan.
Good morning. I just talked to my daughter, who's in Sweden.
Yeah?
Visiting her boyfriend, who's
Grace?
A hockey player. Yes, Grace. Here's a really
her
cute...
Fiance.
Her fiancé.
Yes.
She has befriended a bunch of the other hockey girlfriends' wives.
Nice.
One, Paulina, from southern Germany. She's really enjoying getting to know. And so yesterday, Grace, who's very into fitness, she said, let's go to the gym. And so they went to the gym. And as they were leaving, Paulina said, I've never been to the gym. And Grace said, you mean since you've been here? She goes, no, ever. It's the first time I've been to the gym. So that's American culture for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And then Grace said, well, let's watch a scary movie. She said, oh, no, I am a rabbit. What? And Grace said, we say scaredy cat. She goes, no, we say scary rabbit. I'm a scary rabbit.
A scary
How cute
rabbit.
Is that?
There
Our
you
world
go.
Is amazing. I just saved myself $185.
How?
Because I'm not going to do this crazy thing that they're doing in New York. Ugh, it's a high altitude attraction coming soon to New York City. It's called City Climb, and thrill seekers will be able to climb on the outside of a skyscraper.
Wow. Anything that says, attention, thrill seekers, I'm done right there.
Yes.
I don't really need thrills.
Attention, thrill of aversion, people. Okay, you can go up to 1,200 feet in the air. The climb starts at the building's 100-story high-edge attraction and gets higher from there. You'll be secured by harness and cables. But honestly, $185 for the experience.
If and until I'm bitten by a radioactive spider, you will not see me climbing on the outside of any skyscrapers.
I cannot stand heights. I just can't.
Are they going to ask you to wash windows when you're up there or what?
Maybe.
That costs extra.
Yeah, an in-kind contribution.
You can whittle down the cost, you know? Wow.
What do you guys think? Are you a heights person? Would
nope.
that be?
No, I don't need to do that.
Nope.
I mean, we had Sue Stewart come back from her trip to Indiana seeing the grandkids, and she was doing the...
zip line, right?
Zip lining, right. And I had done that for the first time on vacation a year ago. That was a lot of fun.
Right.
But I don't need to do that.
Right.
Do you realize what the winds are like the higher you get up a skyscraper?
I didn't even think about the winds.
I mean, it's not just going way, way up. But, I mean, seriously, and you're just attached by cables and a harness?
Right.
What about when you start, like, swaying like a pendulum?
But I'm sure they've done focus groups. I'm sure they figured out there's people, there's buyers. What's the insurance for this?
There's no insurance.
No,
I'm sure
for
you
the business. People
I'm sure you sign a waiver. They get your money. I hope you make it. Bye. I mean, back in the day, we used to climb up to the Silvermine ski jump, and we would sail paper airplanes. Mm. I had to act all brave because everyone else is like, yeah, sweet, let's go up there. And I'm like, okay, I'll carry the paper. It's so scary. I don't like heights. What do you guys think, listeners? 723-255-2555. I want to know, would you ever do anything like this? And if so, why?
Yes, exactly. Climbing 1,200 feet of a skyscraper. Hey, we still have that Toby Mac hoodie, size large, super comfy. It says Promised Land on it. Up for grabs for all who connect with us with a voicemail letter, 715-396-1670. Answer this simple question. What do you love or at least like about WWIB 396-1670?
This is my audio letter of the month to WWIB. Sing a song of greetings, sing a song of praise, and sing a song to everyone to last throughout the days. God bless you, and turn up the radio.
That was
PCD John. So
thank you, John.
He leads
that
us
was
into
so great.
A song from his favorite group.
Hi, this is Emil from Ladysmith. And what I love about WWIB is, you know, it seems as though every time I turn the radio on, there's that still small voice speaking through the radio, and it speaks directly into my life. It's got to be 9 times out of 10, there is something there that I needed to hear. Like last night, right before Rod Larson came on, the lovely lady that was DJing said a prayer, and that prayer just touched me and brought me peace. It reminded me that there's a bigger picture, that there's a better purpose, and, you know, you guys encouraged me, and I love the fact that you pray on the radio. I just love the way you guys do things, man. I love you guys. I listen to you literally every day. And just keep up the good work.
Well, I have a question, and this is in my efforts to get snail mail addressed to me at the station. Guys, do you remember making those little hand turkeys in school?
Oh, yeah.
Where you trace around your hand?
Oh, sure. I think I might make one on my desk right after this.
Well, I've been asking listeners to write to me snail mail at the station, and now I'm asking for a very specific request. I would like to decorate the studio with hand turkeys.
Wow.
I don't care how old you are. You can be a little kid, but any listener who's willing to send me a hand turkey, just any piece of paper, can be colored. You can color it. You don't have to. If you send it to WWIB at 2396 Halley Road, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729, I promise I will write you back a letter. And I will even send you a little hand turkey of my own.
There's
going to
be turkeys all over the place.
So I'm looking for your hand turkeys,
guys.
You're
going to have to make a lot of hand turkeys.
Oh, well, I hope so. So write to me. Just write to me at the station. Just put Susan on the outside, and I'll know that it's the turkey I've been dreaming of.
There you go. October Connect. And again, we'd love to hear your audio letter at 715-396-1670. Put you in the running for that Toby Mac hoodie just as a little extra bonus as we finish up October Connect month. We heard from Eau Claire.
Hey, WWIB. This is Jackie Johnson and the Johnson Kids. We just wanted to say that we love your station because you make us laugh. We love your music. I know Chloe used to text you a lot. We've just been so busy, but you make my morning start out great by getting up at 6. I turn you on and I listen until I need to leave, and you're in my car, you're at home, you're on our Echo Dot. So we love the station. You guys are awesome. It's mostly the morning show we have time for. But throughout the day, I will turn you on. You're my main radio station. So you guys are awesome. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
Good morning. This is my voice message connect letter for the Connect month. Oh, one question. That's a difficult one. Name one thing I love about WWIB. The list is so long. It goes on forever. I love absolutely everything. You're so awesome. You inspire me with so much, with the banter and the music and just the kind thoughts and words. And even the jokes of the day, they are all inspirational. And there's nothing I don't like about it. You are on my radio from the time I get up to the time I go to bed, and you were with me 20-some years while I was driving to and from work, and now that I'm retired, I even get up really sick and hear the morning show. And in my mind, WWIB stands for Bunch of Inspirational Working Warriors. You are amazing, and I just love you guys so much. Have a blessed day. Bye.
Help, I need somebody. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone.
Well, No one on earth accepts calls from numbers that aren't already saved in their contact list, mm-mm, unless it's been predetermined that they're expecting a call from a specific area code or they're lost in the wilderness. Well, it just so happens a hiker got lost while exploring Mount Elbert, the highest mountain in Colorado, and they were reported missing when they didn't return. So the following day, rescue crews searched the area but couldn't find any signs of the missing person. The rescue team reportedly tried calling the missing person several times, and despite having cell phone service, the calls were ignored.
He had cell phone service. He had battery life.
Yes.
But he just didn't pick up.
The hiker was missing for 24 hours, but eventually navigated their way back to the trail, found their way to their car, and went about their life. The lost hiker explained that they missed those calls because they were unfamiliar with the phone number from which the calls originated.
Screening the calls.
Yes.
Spam risk. Spam risk.
He thought they were spam.
Apparently, they didn't think they were lost. Was that the deal?
I guess so.
Wow. Isn't that true,
Help
though?
Is just a phone call away. But now, does that make us more likely to answer a potential spam call because it could be help in some form?
Or, oh, man.
No, we're not lost in the wilderness, so just leave it.
Yeah, one time, well, just last week, I got a call that said New Auburn, Wisconsin. I'm like, oh, Zach's mom lives in New Auburn.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
She wants to get together for coffee or something. Nope, my car warranty was about to expire.
Okay. Well, that is vital information.
Now I'm going to answer them, and I'll say, I'm not lost. Hey, guys.
Hey, Susan.
What do you like about going into the office?
Well, it's good to ask this question because certainly during the pandemic, so many people were working at home, and a lot of people continue. But it turns out there's a lot that people do like about going into the office.
And I was thinking the other day, what would I do without these pollsters and scientists that are always asking these questions?
They're make a vital part of our society.
They are, and they make things so interesting. So here's a recent poll of office workers that said, what do you like about going into the office? There's about 10 reasons. Let's alternate. Number one, my favorite, seeing colleagues and office camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
What people really like about going into the office, an actual desk setup. Because a lot of people figured something out with their kitchen tables. I've seen a lot more ads on TV during football games and things like that saying, you need this office chair. And they're showing people in their homes.
Right.
I love my office chair and I didn't have to buy it. So that's
I
even
love
better.
Coming here where there's a tape dispenser.
Yes.
It's very handy.
A third thing that people like about going into the office is getting instant feedback and answers from coworkers.
I support that.
Yeah, you don't have to send an email and wait for their reply later on.
Right. Also, healthy boundary, being able to leave work at the office.
Because once it enters your home, it stays there.
Exactly. Smart, smart thing.
Recent poll here in the WIB Wake Up Show, what we really do like about going into the office. How about having meetings in real life?
I like that.
Do people like meetings, though?
I don't know. I mean, so many times it's like, this could have been an email. It really could have been.
Patrick Lencioni, classic book, Death by Meeting. So... a sixth thing that people do like about going into the office, having a routine.
Mm.
That's what people like about September through
Structure.
May, kind of the school year, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, here on the WIB Wake Up Show, another thing we like about going into the office, having a working printer.
That's fully stocked with paper.
So true. In fact, I love it that we have like this little cup that you can put change in if you make a personal copy.
Right.
And I don't feel guilty.
If you need a working printer, I know who you can call. Call me here at the station. I'll hook you up.
Okay.
What we really like about going into the office, how about just being out of the house, being away from home for a little bit, too, so not
refreshing.
Everything's cloistered in there.
Caleb, I know you're going to agree with me on this. I always said to my wife, as she raised our children from home and sometimes working at an in-home daycare and sometimes doing homeschooling, I'm like, I have the easier job.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
And absolutely, Lindsay has the harder job there at home. All right, a ninth thing that people like about going to the office, a decent office chair.
Yes.
Yay.
Right.
And our final thing that people really like about going into the office, fewer video calls.
I think that goes back to the in-person meetings thing, because I think a lot of people say, you know what, I'd rather have a meeting in person than yet another Zoom call.